Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scott Petrak, who covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, joins our show, and he's with us right now on the hotline. Scott, good morning to you.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, fellas.
Feels like a hangover Monday, doesn't it?
Yeah. We said last week, Scott, pivotal game. And not just for this season, but I think pivotal for everything that's going on with this regime. You lose to the Jets, status quo cannot remain in place. And I'd be stunned if there aren't changes and changes in a big way at the end of this season, if not before.
It certainly feels that way, right? Less than 24 hours after that kind of loss. If they beat the Ravens next week and then go on a little run, I think we'll think differently.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Differently about it.
Yep.
But, is that likely? Do I expect that to happen? No. So, at 2-7, losing to a bad Jets team in just a ridiculous way that the Browns lost, it certainly feels like that kind of game, right? And a kind of game that ownership's going to have a hard time forgetting when you get to December and January and you need to make the tough decisions. That's how it feels, and there's plenty of reasons why you feel like that and why that feels accurate.
All right, give me a couple of those. Give me the what they're going to remember from that game.
Yeah, the Browns lose games in crazy ways all the time, but to lose with back-to-back kick returns, to lose with a guy jumping offside at the end of the game to finish the game when you know that the Jets are just trying to draw him offside, and Kevin Stefanski screaming from the sideline, don't jump, and Cam Thomas does it anyway. The Browns probably aren't going to come back and win that game. They would need to score a touchdown in the last 40 seconds and then go to overtime and win in overtime, right? So the odds were not good that the Browns were going to win. But Cam Thomas jumps offside, so the game's over. Before that, Devin Bush is 3rd and 16. It feels like the Jets aren't going to run a real play, yet he gets called for defensive holding. And then the Browns could have gotten the ball back with like 1:40 left and had a chance to go tie the game or force overtime or win it on a 2-point conversion. Like, those are dumb plays at the end of a game. And so you have that. You have the kick returns. And special teams have been an issue all season. You still have an offense that doesn't scare anybody. I mean, scored 20 points yesterday, and it feels like a reason to celebrate because the offense has been so bad. 20 points in this league is not a lot. 7 of them came because – on a one-play drive, they had the ball at the 22-yard line after an interception. Offense doesn't scare anybody. You don't know about your quarterback. Offensive line struggling to protect. Like, there's just so many things that keep happening or aren't getting better, or something new pops up. And it's a bad Jets team, right? It's a 1-7 Jets team that traded its 2 best defensive players. Quarterback throws for 54 yards. There's that ESPN stat that when a team gives up less than 170 yards and doesn't turn it over since 1950, those teams were 225-0. Yet the Browns figure out a way to lose. So that's why it's going to be an easy game an easy loss to remember.
I Couldn't agree with you more. And that makes it rough. Let's go to Tommy Rees. Did you see anything different with the play calling? I did like the fact that there was more balance between the run and the pass, and that the playmakers seemed to get the ball more than they did when Kevin was calling plays.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest thing that jumps out is Jerry Jeudy had his best game of the year. And, I mean, it's not like Kevin Stefanski wasn't trying to get Jeudy the ball, because he talks about it every week. He says you need to get him the ball. But they were able to do it. With a combination of Tommy Rees and Dylan Gabriel, they were able to get Jerry Jeudy the ball early, get him in some kind of rhythm, get him that touchdown, and he has his best game of the year. So that stands out to me. You know, they had the 195-yard drive. Obviously, that's hard to do in this league. You have to give Tommy Rees some credit for that. You know, I thought they ran the ball okay. You know, they committed to it, but they were also in the game pretty much the whole time, right? So they're in the game. There's no temptation to get away from running the ball. You know, they went with those couple of jet sweeps. And again, like, I don't think there were any plays that they ran that we haven't seen before. You know, they had success on the jet sweep to Malachi Corley twice, but Stefanski's run that play and had success, right? But they ran it more, or, you know, at least once more with Corley and had success with both of those. So I thought Rees was fine. You know, there was a delay. They had to take a timeout. So there were a couple operational issues. You know, that fourth and one late in the game with about 10 minutes left, I think you have to question that play call, the formation.
The empty backfield.
Judkins and Jeudy in the backfield, but they weren't in a position to get a handoff. So it wasn't empty, but it felt like it was an empty formation. You knew a pass was coming on short yardage. They don't protect it quickly enough. You know, I thought Gabriel had a chance to get the ball to Njoku on a deep out, but maybe he didn't have enough time. So I kind of question that. Just the formation and taking away the possibility of a run, I think that made it easier on the Jets defense. And obviously that's a key play in the game.
I the Raiders fire their special teams coach after losing to the Broncos. They fire him.
He had a blocked punt.
And then, you know, I'm sitting here, like, they have two losses this season, and even AI will tell me, like, I was trying to figure out why Mike Prefer got fired in the first place. And AI will tell you that he was fired because the Browns special teams units had a history of inconsistency and breakdowns, including a critical onside kick failure against the Jets in a late season slump by Cade York. Help me. How does Bubba survive?
Well, first of all, you got to be careful with the AI there, Andy.
I'm sorry. It was probably your writing that AI stole.
Well, I might have. I mean, we watched Mike Prefer, and it was a question whether or not he would be kept. And they wind up making the move to Bubba.
Yeah.
You know, somebody thought Bubba was
an upgrade. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's obviously why they made the move. Mike Prefer has, you know, he had a long track record, but there were some issues with his teams here.
Well, no, the point there was, though, if you look back at why they let him go, and then you look at where we are now, it's like,
Right. I mean, there's not a great argument to make for keeping Bubba Ventrone, because his special teams have struggled this season. It was a block punt against the Ravens, right? There's been other issues. You know, I don't blame him for the missed kicks from Schmidt in the opener. I don't blame a coordinator for the missed kicks, but there's been other issues. The coverage has not been consistent enough, even heading into yesterday. They haven't had a return game in forever. And, you know, maybe that's a personnel issue, but we're still waiting for one, you know, explosive kick return. So, yeah, I completely get your point. The only counter to that is, I think Bubba is a respected guy inside that building from players and coaches. I think he's respected across the league. I know they spend a ton of time on special teams. Like, the amount of time that Kevin Stefanski devotes to special teams at the training camp or during practice is a lot. So the fact that this keeps happening is kind of mind-boggling. And I get it, right? The buck stops at the coach, and that would be Bubba Ventrone in this situation. So there's not a great case to defend him. I just feel like looking at Bubba and knowing the guys who talk about him, like, I think he does a good job, right? Like, he's a good coach. He speaks to his players. He's really motivated and intense and all those things. It just isn't translating. And I get that that's the bottom line. It has to translate, which is why it's such a head scratcher, because I feel like his unit should be really good. And they were good in Indianapolis, right? He didn't get fired from Indianapolis. The head coach got fired, which made him available.
Scott, should we just go big picture here? I think we're dancing around it. And I don't mean you, but I mean all of us as we're talking about the game. I think the big picture is there's just not enough talent on this team. And it's been a lot of drafts. I like this last draft. There's some guys there, but you know, and that goes back to the big swing and a miss on the quarterback and passing up three first rounders and a couple of other picks and salary cap hell. I mean, that's the big picture here, is it not?
It is. It is. That is the big picture. They're not talented on offense, right? I think they've enough talent on defense.
I would agree with you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's offensively, and it's at a couple of key positions. It's quarterback, which is the most key position. It's a receiver. You know, Jerry Jeudy finally showed up, finally had a game yesterday. The rest of the receivers combined for two catches, right? That's not good enough. And it's been that story all season long. And then you look at the offensive line, you know, those tackles are still struggling. And, you know, I know the quarterback has an impact on sacks and on how the protection looks. And could Dylan Gabriel will be doing a better job making quicker decisions and getting the ball out of his hands and maybe hanging in the pocket and making throws when the pocket gets a little compromised as opposed to trying to scramble and running into a sack or however that plays out? Yes, but the tackles haven't been good enough, and you know they've dealt with injuries and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, the talent's just not good enough, which makes it difficult on everybody. The margin for error is so small. But you can have that conversation and recognize that reality and still say you shouldn't give up two kick returns and lose to the Jets, right? And you shouldn't give up a late touchdown against the Vikings and lose to the Vikings, right? Like, it doesn't excuse all the other stuff. It just makes it so much more difficult to overcome the lack of talent at the key offensive positions that the Browns have.
All right. I'm sure you were listening a little bit, or you've listened over the last 24 hours. I mean, what is the key then to maybe making that core? Like, fans want to see Shador. They do.
Yeah.
And I'm just, will that happen? And, you know, what would it take for it to happen?
Sure. I think it's an inevitability. Jeez, oh man.
That is a tough word though.
Right.
It's a tough word.
I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I understand wanting to give Dylan Gabriel a good amount of time. And now it's been five starts. He's going to get number six against the Ravens on Sunday. That's about when I think you can say, okay, you know, not that you can get a full evaluation of a player in 6 weeks, given the difficult situation he's working with and the lack of talent around him. But that feels like a decent sample size. And then I think it's a legitimate discussion inside the building. All right, it's now the time to go to Shedeur Sanders. But we have to remember the receivers aren't getting any better with Shedeur Sanders, right? The protection's probably not getting better with Shedeur Sanders. Now, you can have a apples-to-apples comparison with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Okay, you got the same group around you. Does Sanders look better? Does he hang in the pocket better? Is he more accurate? I think that's going to be worth seeing. And I think the organization wants to see Sanders. Let's assume that they don't go on some kind of winning streak here. Then what's the end of the season about? It's about evaluation. It's about seeing if you have what you have at the most important position in sports. So I don't know if they think he's ready. I know he thinks he's ready. I don't know if the organization thinks he's ready. They knew he had a big learning curve when he got here from Colorado. I just think the season is either at a point or getting to a point where it just makes sense, even if you don't think he's 100% ready, to see what he has and to put him out there. And I do think it's coming, you know, I don't know if it's December 1st or whenever, you know, the first game of December or even before that, that we see Shedeur Sanders. But I'd be stunned if it doesn't happen.
And if it does happen, and when it does happen, keep your fingers crossed. It would be awesome if you played great football. So there's that. Scott, thank you, bud, as always. That's Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I've mentioned this on the show before, but not in depth. What we're going through here at quarterback now, Andy, to me is strikingly similar to a couple of situations we've had here in the last 15 years or so. And
it does feel like we're on a treadmill, doesn't it?
Well, Dylan Gabriel was an extremely effective college quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was really good in college, as was Colt McCoy. Colt was a real good college quarterback. But the NFL thought, okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not a first-round pick. Can he play a little bit? And not a second-round pick. Third-round pick. And the Browns took him in the third round. And he ended up playing his first year. And they went 2-6 with Colt at quarterback and Eric Mangini coaching the team. They were 5-11 overall. And I think Colt showed, even during that rookie year, this guy can... He can play the quarterback position, but can he play it well enough to help you win football games? You know, and end up being the guy. And I think we were all hopeful that he was. And as it turns out, he wasn't. But what was he? He did a really nice job for a long time in the league playing quarterback as a backup quarterback and was a good, you know, was a competent NFL backup quarterback. And then they did the same thing, I think, in 2016, when they drafted Cody Kessler in the third round. And it's just a coincidence that Dylan is a third-round pick like Kessler and Colt. But again, that tells you, you're not getting a quarterback in the third round very often who emerges as your big-time guy.
Sure.
And Kessler came in 2016 as a third-round pick, and it was Hughes. You know, he was 1-15 that year. And Kessler was 0-8 in his starts. Now, he completed 66% of his passes, Andy, on only 6 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, and looked like, yeah, this guy can play quarterback a little bit, but he didn't make those plays that turned you into a winning football team. And he was on a team that didn't have a lot of talent on it. Feels to me that's exactly where this team is right now on the offensive side of the ball. It's the same type of situation.
It does, yeah. It's very similar.
You're trying to make something work with a guy who was not a primo selection in the draft, And you can say anything you want about the draft. It's accurate. Anybody could end up being great. Mm-hmm. You know, Brock Purdy's 7th round pick, and he's a starter.
Tom Brady
yeah. was phenomenal. There's no question about it. Russell Wilson was a 3rd round pick. Russ has had a fine career. You know, you might not like him now, but he was really good in Seattle for a long time. It can happen. But you're keeping your fingers crossed and trying to get lucky, Andy. And that's no way to solve the quarterback position. Browns thought they did it when they, you know, traded for Deshaun Watson and gave him the money. That didn't work. You've tried other things since. You tried Jameis. You tried Flacco. You brought in Pickett. You know, other things have worked. It's just we've seen here that drafting the guy who had a really good college career, Colt McCoy, Cody Kessler,
yep.
who might not have the first-round, big-time NFL quarterback attributes.
I mean, the Deshaun Kaiser
work.
Story, too. You know, you're like, he wasn't ready.
That was the year after Kessler.
Yeah.
And they put Kaiser as the starting quarterback, even
they
though Kessler,
they
should have just kept rolling with Kessler, if you're going to do that.
They actually should have went with Brock Osweiler at that point.
Absolutely.
That's what they should
Absolutely
have done.
Absolutely the case. And after Kessler, they brought in Kaiser in the 2nd round.
I don't even think people remember Brock Osweiler was here then.
Oh,
that's the other
I know. Thing. And with Deshaun, Kaiser, they went 0-15 and then 0-16. But 0-15 in his starts. And again, at times it looked like, well, maybe 11 touchdowns and 22 interceptions. He clearly wasn't ready. They played him when Kessler, who had started 8 games, was sitting there and watching him. At that point, you know, I mean, you shoulda, woulda, coulda. But the point is, Colt, Cody, really good college quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And just not NFL caliber starting quarterbacks. And we're trying to do the same thing again, whether it be Shadur or whether it be Dylan Gabriel. You're keeping your fingers crossed that you get lucky, and that is no way to solve the biggest position in sports.
I think the other part of this, too, if you want to look at it that way, is like you... To double down on what you're saying, too, is, I mean, look at Johnny Manziel. He was a good college quarterback.
Really
right?
good. He did a great job. But, of course, he had Mike Evans.
Yeah, well, the other part of it, though, is that act didn't play in the NFL.
No.
And if you don't want to open up a playbook in the NFL, you're never going to survive at all. You know, I look at other quarter, and like, even, you know, I'm not even going to say it. The quarterback at Ohio State last year, who ended up at Pittsburgh, right? Like, took a team on the probably one of the greatest runs in college football history. Yet isn't the man
isn't,
to come out and play
isn't
in the
deemed
NFL.
To be NFL.
That's right.
By NFL teams to be the guy. And you keep your fingers crossed for Will Howard, I'll say it.
Right.
You keep your fingers crossed that maybe he becomes one of those
I just didn't want
rare
him to
guys.
Play the drop. That's always
yeah, one of those rare guys.
So what do we do? That's the question. What do the Browns do here?
You draft a quarterback next year, Andy?
In the first round. And by the way, you may have bought yourself a little extra space by losing yesterday. Hate to say it.
Maybe. Or... You draft a quarterback in the 1st round and sign a veteran. And you let that quarterback sit next year for a good chunk of time and let him watch the game. Or
I know no one wants to hear this, but you've already got a veteran, a reclamation project now that you've paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, I know.
That's here for next year if you want him.
I know.
Is that the plan? Is there a plan?
Hey, all I know is that
give me hope. I just need a little bit of hope.
Veteran quarterbacks who fail in the NFL immediately get tarnished in the eyes of fans in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think teams, because they move on.
Right.
And then maybe even other teams. But, hey, how's Daniel Jones doing? I mean, I caught too much grief by throwing Daniel Jones out as a viable option. How's Sam Darnold doing? They're on pretty good teams with some pretty good talent.
Right.
I mean, Daniel Jones is turning around and handing off to Jonathan Taylor. He's throwing to Michael Pittman.
Well, here's the other part of it,
too. He has some talent.
That if you
they bring in Tyler Warren at tight end.
The other part of it is if you're looking at it and you're getting drafted number one overall as a quarterback,
yeah.
you're going to a bad team.
Yep. Ask Cam Ward.
You're going to a bad team. If you're a top five selection, you're going to a bad team unless someone had made a trade and had a good year the year before. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen.
Ask Troy Aikman.
Peyton
Manning.
I have a massive headache over this right now. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, those guys went and combined 4 games, I think, in their rookie years.
Troy Aikman was... they couldn't win.
Aikman's team was 1-15, and Peyton was 3-13, I think.
That can make your headache worse.
Oh, great, yeah.
Are you possibly better off drafting left tackle, wide receiver this year and ignoring quarterback?
Well, that goes back to what I was kind of getting to, which is maybe next year is the year you go out and you sign a veteran quarterback, like forgive me, like Kenny Pickett, like Daniel Jones, although he's going to cost a boatload.
Mac Jones.
Now, Mac Jones.
Might be the one you'd circle.
And that might not be a bad idea. It might not be a bad idea. And you play that guy, and you continue to develop whichever of these rookies. I can't imagine that they'd both be back next year, but you never know. Whichever one you think has the higher upside, either Sanders or Gabriel, and play him with a veteran quarterback. Have him sit behind a veteran quarterback next year. I mean, sitting and watching football.
Oh, but here
didn't
we go.
Hurt Jordan,
I mean,
Love.
We've already
it
lived
didn't
through
hurt
these,
Aaron Rodgers.
We lived through two horrific. I mean, we've lived through a lot of horrific seasons, but two back to back. Is that what we're asking for? More horrific? Another horrific season?
We're already at 3-4. Oh, you mean the two we're in right now? Last year and this?
No, I guess it's three then. I mean, I can't give up on next year's season today.
Well, if you sign a veteran quarterback, you might not have to.
But right now, which direction is the arrow pointing for this team?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
Is it pointing straight or pointing down?
For this year, it's down.
Right, but even going into the future, is it pointing up, pointing straight, or going down?
Then you go back into the, if you know it's down, why wouldn't you trade Myles Garrett in the offseason?
Part of what I think is going to happen. And I have a feeling they are going to look to move Myles Garrett in the offseason. They're going to look to move Denzel Ward in the offseason. And I think the guys making that decision are not sitting in the building right now.
I think that's quite possible.
This Jets loss, at least to me,
I cannot
home.
See the Haslams saying goodbye to Myles Garrett. I just can't see it. I just can't see it.
Hey, Myles has played well. You know, he talked about being traded, right? Took his trade me tour, but he signed the contract and he's here and he's done nothing but give you everything he has. I have no argument with the way he's played.
But if you get round two of the get me the HE double left-handed hockey sticks out of here?
Well, then you probably do. And I couldn't blame him, and I couldn't blame the Browns for trading him.
You promise him the world.
There was a poll out
sure
that I
did. I mean, unless you're going to promise him the universe.
I don't know.
Poll out that I saw. I forget who did it. It was, I want to say NFL.com. They had 42 voters for the postseason awards already. 30 of the 42, and it was front office folks, type folks and coaches. 42 people responded. 30 of them had Miles as the defensive player of the year. Mm. That's on a team that's 2-7.
Who trades the defensive player of the year?
Dallas Cowboys.
I know. That's it. I mean.
Well, you could make the argument that the New York Jets have come close. Sauce Gardner's pretty good.
Yeah.
You got two number ones for him.
Oh, man, yesterday's just so depressing.
Oh, it's a kick in the shorts. There's no other way to deny it. I mean, it's just, that was the swift kick. That's going to leave a mark, and it's going to stay there for a while. And I think it's going to end up being the reason why Black Monday, we're all going to be looking at each other at about 9 a.m. going, oh, okay, well, Stefanski's out, Barry's out, everybody's out. All right, let's start the coaching search. What do you want?
At this point, without a huge run, as Scott Patrick was talking about, and you know, from what we've seen, does anybody think that could possibly happen? I don't know how that you would follow up 3-14 with anything less than like 5 wins and think that you're going to keep everybody. And justified, that's just the way it is in the NFL. I like Kevin Stefanski as a coach. I know that makes people mad when I say it. I don't think Kevin's done a great job with what he's been handed this year. But I don't think he's been handed anything that gives a coach a really great chance of winning big. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We're going to get back into football at noon. But boy, this Guardians stuff with the pitchers involved, It's scary. And it's next on Baskin and Phelps. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network joining us in 17 minutes right here on The Fan.
Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Darryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all the latest from Darryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season, including his post-game Brownie Bites.
That's Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're going to get back into Browns talk. Again, Tyvus is joining us at noon, and we'll be chatting more about the Browns throughout the show, Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 1 o'clock. We have to take some time today to talk about this. The Guardians pitching situation with Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz came to a head yesterday. An indictment that was unsealed on Sunday in the Eastern District of New York. These guys are looking at big federal charges, Andy, of the things that are listed and the penalties that they carry. In theory, they could face up to 65 years in prison. Mm-hmm. Now, forgive me, we both know that's not going to happen. When this comes to a head, who knows what happens, but they're not looking at 65 years. I'm sorry. We all know that. But Clase and Ortiz, and at last word, as far as we heard, Clase has not been arrested because they haven't found him. Mm. And Ortiz was arrested in Boston yesterday. But the crimes, wire fraud conspiracy, honest services wire fraud conspiracy, each of those carry 20 years. Hmm. 5 years for conspiracy to influence sporting contests by bribery, and 20 years on money laundering conspiracy. And as Paul Hoynes wrote in his story about it,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hoynes, he did a great job coming up with everything. He said all that. He said, that's one path, federal prison. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, the head-scratching part of this is something that I read out of the AP.
Oh, yeah.
Was, according to the indictment, unsealed Sunday in federal court in Brooklyn, the high-paid hurlers took several thousand dollars in payoffs to help two unnamed gamblers from their native Dominican Republic win at least $460,000 on an in-game prop on speed, on the speed and the outcome of certain pitches. Man, you can bet on the speed of a pitch?
No idea.
Anyway, I had no idea. It's like those guys made all that money and they took, several thousand? I mean...
Andy, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're right. It doesn't. Now, can I quote a wise man who hammers this home to me all the time when I bring up money?
Yeah, it's not our money.
No?
You never know how much somebody has.
That's it.
Yeah.
Who's the wise man who tells me that?
That's me.
That's correct. So you don't know what their financial situation might be. And then there's this.
I don't know if you're going where I'm going with this.
There's something not right here other than, rigging pitches. Mm-hmm. There's something that smells funny. Why would these guys take so little money and benefit other guys? And I don't want to say there's other stuff going on here, but it sure smells like it. And I wonder if we ever find out anything about that or if it's just these guys rigged pitches and took a little bit of money for it.
To help two unnamed gamblers from their native Dominican Republic.
And there's the catch.
Well, what's going on in Dominican Republic.
Right, yeah, right. What's going on with these guys and everything. Not to make any excuses for those guys, but you never know. All we know is this, you can't do it.
Yeah.
The one thing that came out that I thought was like, oh boy, really? Because, first it was Ortiz, right? Ortiz was arrested or was,
yeah.
That, excuse me. Ortiz was...
suspended.
Left the team suspended and with the pay or whatever.
Yeah.
But they said it just was with him just last season. Or with Class A, it goes back all the way to 2023. That's two seasons without anybody catching on. 2023, 2024, and then last year. So that's 2 years. But Andy, you're a closer and you throw the ball hard. What if you?
I mean, he could have left Cleveland and made tons more money. That's the other part. Like Class A was top of the game.
But he signed a real team friendly deal.
Still
to lock in cash.
Yeah.
Which I get, but Hoynsey pointed out in his story. Maybe he thought, boy, I'd. Shouldn't have done that, and he's trying to get more money, or maybe he just thought, I'm underpaid, I'm going for it. I don't know.
All I know is that when the Guardians cleaned out their lockers, like ASAP, when this whole thing went down, you knew it was like, whoa, that's not good.
Yeah, if you're leaving everything there, you're thinking they're coming back.
I mean, they'll leave a nameplate up there for years if they think somebody's coming back, if there's any chance they'll come back. I mean, not unless you're sent to the minors, but, I mean, come on. It is a weird story.
If you're Ortiz,
some of this stuff plays out.
Ortiz's lawyer has said, innocent, we're going to prove it.
Okay.
He said Luis Ortiz is innocent. I hope he is. I hope he is. But this is a really tough situation. These guys know the deal. That's sports gambling is now legal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hear us talk about it all the time.
Sure.
We're giving you opportunities to do that.
Right.
It's legal.
Unless you're playing.
It's not legal if you're playing.
Or affiliated with the organization.
That's
or the
correct.
Leagues.
And that is hammered home to you. That is hammered home to you. And that's why it's not like they didn't know. I mean, you obviously know. It is hammered home to you every year. But I just wonder, is it just these two guys or is it bigger throughout all of baseball? Is this going on?
I don't know. Don't you think it's got to be bigger than just this?
I don't know. It could be this isolated. Who according to the AP, Andy, two gamblers in the Dominican. Well, who are these guys? Are they childhood friends of somebody? And they know family members? Obviously, if that's all true, there's some relationship with Emmanuel Class A in some way, shape, or form.
The other part of it is that's weird is like, we all look back at the Black Sox scandal, right? That's like the bar
I did a big term paper on that in college.
Oh, actually. Good. Well, good. Now I can ask you some questions. Mm-hmm. And
thank you. Thank you very much.
How many years ago was that?
14.
No. The Black Sox scandal.
1919.
Okay, so that's
and
still...
And it didn't come out until 1920.
Okay, so that's still, though,
it,
is
it didn't
like,
happen during, you know, they it wasn't revealed until about a year later.
That is the basis of, like...
A lot of the law in Major League Baseball.
And that we talk about. But yet, here we are sitting here again, and you kind of, like, then you have...
Where gambling is legal, and baseball embraces it.
Yeah. And then you think about all the other issues that we've seen in sports throughout the years. We've had point-shaving scandals. We've had Tim Donaghy, right, the ref... That was a thing, and then somehow, some way, the leagues always seem to bounce back, move forward, turn the page.
Seem to, don't they?
Yeah, right.
Certainly.
I mean, we always looked at boxing and always wondered if people took a dive. You know, you've done that.
You can be sure that's happened.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Tom's in Mentor. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey guys, good conversation. Hey, you know, you guys were saying like the Black Sox, real quick. They were they were all American players. These guys are from the league right now is a world league, right?
Right.
Players
right.
From just about everywhere in the world, and they have families at home. And the Dominican Republic is not exactly a high booming. It's a third world country, is what it is. And so, you know, $400,000 betting whatever they got them with, and let's face it, guys, that's what they got them with. It could be a lot more than that, but it's $400,000 that they actually have, that they actually know that they have them, you know, held against. You know, so what I'm trying to say is that money goes a long way in the Dominican Republic. I mean, you know, I've been there, and I could tell you, $400,000, you're a trillionaire in the Dominican Republic. So with the world now playing in baseball, you got people from every demographic around the globe in American sports. This does not surprise me at all. In fact, I can guarantee you that there's a lot more. And they're going to be from the third world countries that they came from to help family members or friends or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. That's what I think would happen here.
All right, Tom, thank you. And that's, you know, that's what I mentioned is, like, who are these guys and what's the relationship, you know, with Emmanuel Clase? Because it certainly, from all the reports, Clase got Ortiz involved. And Class A, according to one of the things, you know, one of the pitches that Ortiz threw, Ortiz got $7,000 of a bribe to do it, and Class A received $7,000 for arranging it. So, what's $7,000 to a guy who's making $1 million? I don't understand. But that goes back to what Tom said, and what might be tied to it, and everything else. I think there's a lot of information that we're not aware of yet, and if it comes to light, maybe we'll have a better understanding of everything that went on. But all I know is it's bad for those guys and not good for baseball, and it's not good for our team either. It's not good for the Guardians either. Tyvis Powell works with us on the Browns Radio Network. Tyvis played a lot of special teams in the NFL. A lot of special teams. That's how he made his living. How do you give up a kick and a punt return in the same game? Heck, in the same quarter? Tyvis will tell us next on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.